Akina were about to recite, or really, Akina were about to recite, or really to sing together. It has a unique nigun in which we're about to join. And relative to the other kinos, it's exceptionally easy to follow, exceptionally easy to understand. The words are pretty straightforward, and the structure is very straightforward. A line and a line. A line describing what it was like when we left Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people were doing great. We were on an upward swing, Bitseisi mi Mitzrayim, and then a parallel, terribly negative line, contrasting what it was like Bitseisi mi Yerushalayim, when we left Yerushalayim into Galus. And what's the point? If the language is easy, so it's easier to dig deeper. So on one level, it's as Rabbi Sablovsky and so many have pointed out over the course of the evening and the morning, that this is to feel what it was like. Even just to imagine, before the spiritual aspect, just to imagine what it was physically that we lost is really hard. And in a sense, the contrast maybe helps us a little bit. See, this is what it was like when we were headed towards Yerushalayim. This is what it was like when we were headed out of Yerushalayim. And you would have expected maybe another layer to be a layer of positive versus negative, of midah keneged midah, of watching and looking for Rabbeinu Shalom's pattern and what we did that caused parallel destruction. But there actually isn't much of that here. It's hard to really find a midah keneged midah of we did this and that's why we were punished with that. But maybe a second layer is just simply to see ups and downs. And to know, as Rabbi Turetsky mentioned earlier, that relationships tend to have ups and downs. Relationships with other human beings and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that both in our personal relationships with the people around us, in our personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a nation, the story doesn't end after the second line. It's not, I had an up and it was great for a while, and then everything fell apart and it's over. The message that you get to, it cycles back and forth, and it cycles back and forth, and it cycles back and forth, and the last line of the whole kina, instead of Bitseisi mi Mitzrayim and Bitseisi mi Yerushalayim, it was great and now it's terrible, is Bitseisi mi Mitzrayim, this is how it was when we left Mitzrayim, and the last line, this is how it will be Bishuvi li Yerushalayim, reminding us that there is a lot of up and down cycle, a lot of oscillation in our relationships with people, and sometimes tragically the people with whom we're closest, in our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Kali Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Kina reminds us that there can be a lot of downs, but we're not down and out. There can be a lot of downs, but it's always fixable. That's what we learned about this morning. The Kriyas HaTorah of the morning of Tisha B'Av reminds us that we're going to be far away. We're going to be in the dumps. We're going to be in the dumps physically and politically and spiritually. And Vikashti Misham Hashem Lekechu Matzasa. And in the depths of coming out of 1945 and the depths of the Holocaust, Kadosh Baruch Hu begins to bring us back. And that's what we believe. When the second to last, as Rabbi Tursky mentioned earlier, the second to last of the 13 Animamim, we believe in Bias HaMashiach, which at its core means that the world is fixable, the world is perfectible. We don't know when, we hope it will be soon, but we know for sure that sooner or later it will definitely happen. The world is perfectible, and the world will certainly be perfected. Kadosh Baruch Hu will most definitely bring us back. And that's how the Kina closes. Remind us in our own lives, in our relations down the Chaver with people in our lives, and maybe from the distance of 6,000 miles, we have better perspective to think about what needs fixing, and to know that it definitely needs to be fixed, and it definitely, if we're willing to invest, almost always can be fixed. And to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it certainly always can be fixed. And that we know that on a national level, there's so much that we can do. We know that it ultimately will be fixed. B'shuvi
Yerushalayim.